It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is funny. I was watching last night, apropos of nothing other than the fact that Jimmy has chosen to play some ZZ Top coming out of the break here. Last night, I think it's Axis. You ever watch Axis, Solana? AXS? I'm not gonna ask Crowder. He has no idea.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. I heard that response coming 8 miles before before I got there. Axis. They had a ZZ Top concert on from Texas. They're a Texas band. And they had a ZZ Top concert on last night. I was watching because I happen to like ZZ Top. Just awful. Like they were boring. There's just three of them. It's the two guys with the long beards. I think one of them died. Didn't one of the guys from ZZ Top die?
I don't know.
I don't know if they were all alive during this concert I watched last night. I couldn't. They just stood there. There were three of them, a power trio, if you will. And they didn't move, and they sounded awful. I didn't understand why they put this thing on TV.
I'm laughing at something else. What was that video you sent me of that dude still performing in his 90s?
Oh, my God. We're going to see him, Solana. That's yeah. Frankie Valli.
Let's go.
Frankie
Come
Valli.
On, man.
Yeah, that's my dude.
He Can't got wait lost to see him. The stairs.
Yeah, he was trying to find the stage. I mean, that happens to a lot of guys. That happens to, remember when UM played Duke and Randy Shannon, they all had a tough time finding the field. It was a long walk. Frankie Valli, he couldn't find the stage.
He thought he was at Publix and he was about to perform. Come on. Take Frankie off that stage.
More like ZZ Bottom.
Real fair.
Dale.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
More like YY Bottom. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Crowder has lost 2 teeth, 4 teeth, 8 teeth, a molar.
Jimmy, don't let Solana get your ass whooped.
2 teeth. 14th, 18th, a molar. If you're a Gators fan.
Huh?
I don't know. There's got to be something that rhymes. That's funny. Well done, Jimmy.
That was
excellent. We're going to give a similar line like that to DBJ. He's going to join us this hour to work into the broadcast. What is it? It's like...
Yeah, 2 tiles, 4 tiles, 8 tiles, a pallet.
Are we doing tiles, though? I don't think he sells tiles.
He does.
Isn't that what they sell?
It used to be Don Bailey Carpets, but it's Don Bailey Flooring. Flooring. So.
We asked him that. He said they sell anything that goes under your feet.
Right, but I wonder, does he sell more carpet or more tile?
I would say laminate and marble.
Laminate? People buy laminate still?
Man, listen, I got investment properties.
Bro, nobody's buying carpet anymore, Hawk.
I know, but that his whole business was Don Bailey Carpets. Like, that was the, I mean, nice that he shifted because, yeah, I mean, you walk into a place with carpet, man, look out.
I understand. And I know about the big, 48 by 36 tile is beautiful and all, and I get it. In a bedroom where I got to wake up at night barefoot and walk
to
the bathroom.
Hardwood all day. Man. Because I mean, where do we live, in Minneapolis?
I like
Lori used to feel that way years ago. She's like, well, in the bedroom, though, because if I wake up, I want to, I don't want it to be too cold. I go, too cold? Too cold? Where's the bedroom? In North Dakota?
It's just nice to have some soft padded, you know.
Put a little rug there when you get out of the bed. You put a little area rug. You're good to go.
No, but then how am I got to walk through the bedroom. My feet are hurt.
Oh, it's you can't chilly. Feel anything in your feet. And to be quite honest, 10 years from now, you're going to be missing one of them.
My wheelchair, you know what? My wheelchair is going to roll smoother on the
tile. Hardwood. Yeah. You need the hardwood.
That's a great point.
All right, let's get headlines here because Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us this hour. I want to talk some Canes with him. So here are your 3 o'clock headlines with Alejandro Solana. By the way, I should probably point out a couple of things before we get too far deep into the show. We are having a big event. It's the entire 560 QAM air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston. It's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, Wednesday, September 25th. And it's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You can enjoy a fine whiskey and a good cigar and a little sports talk, a little conversation with the entire staff here. And it's free to attend. But you need to have an invite. You need to RSVP at WQAM.com because there's limited seating. And so we want to make sure that people don't show up and have to get turned away. So if you want to come to this event, it's free. And and you got to be 21 or over, drink responsibly. But you want to come on out, talk a little sports with the QAM air staff, have some whiskey, stars, and cigars. It is Wednesday, September 25th, Smoke on the Water in Weston. Great spot. Presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall.
Sawgrass. Yeah.
Sawgrass Auto Mall. Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. And sponsored by the injury law firm Judah and Cohen. And we are going to do our show out there that day. So from 2 till 6, we'll fire up a couple of cigars, sip a little whiskey, and, kibitz for 4 hours till people show up. And then I'll make an Irish exit. I'll be out of there by what time does this event start? Like 8? I'll be out of there 8:15, but no one will know.
Is this a Smoke on the Water? I don't know where Sawgrass Auto Mall is.
Yeah.
Well, you take your Sawgrass car, bring it right over to Smoke on the Water.
Crowder, you're going to be smoking cigars or Sawgrass? Because you let me know, I'm down for either.
Sometimes you put the Sawgrass in that cigar.
Meet me by the lake.
But honestly, if you want to come out and hang out with us, Jimmy, you're coming, right?
I will be there.
Yeah, we decided yesterday we're going to wear suits, right?
Yeah.
All right. I think we should all look sharp, Jimmy. So you got a tailored suit?
I'll look for one. If I should have one.
All right.
Jimmy, your suit going to be so ashy. I know what kind of suit you wear.
But yeah, if you want to come, go to WQAM.com right now. Click on it. You'll see it there on the homepage. Click on it. RSVP there so you can get your invite, and then we'll see you out there on September 25th. It'll be fun. All right, let's get headlines.
I'm not wearing no suit. Okay. I'm about to say, I ain't
making. We're all wearing suits, Jimmy. I want to see you in your finest
Jumbo.
Suit.
Yeah.
Top hat if you got one.
No top hat.
All right, I'll get you a top hat.
Wear a monocle.
Solana, you have your ascot?
I got my ascot ready to go.
All right.
Jackass.
Jack ascot.
He bought an $80 handkerchief. You are ridiculous.
I rented an $80 handkerchief.
One thing if he bought it.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I just want to revisit something because I did see a couple texts about this. At the end, Danny Cannell was talking about Michigan, and he mentioned their starting quarterback, and his name was Alex Orji.
Mm.
And I did look it up. Michigan's quarterback, his name is Alex Orji.
Google searched Orji?
I did, yes. I Google searched.
I want to see what's coming up on your computer right now, and little pop-up ads.
Michigan Orji. And, well, then I had to kind of narrow down that search, and sure. I got the answer I wanted.
Understood.
If he has any game, he's capitalized on that.
Oh, I mean, if you right, because if you haven't. Oh, they're previewing North Dakota State, Colorado right now on College Football Live on ESPN.
Jimmy has some info on that game. I know Canel kind of broke it down, but Jimmy has some extra info on that game if you still want it, Hawk.
Yes, I want to bet this game. I want to bet North Dakota State.
The first stat is that they're coming off an 11-4 season, their worst finish since 2010.
That's North Dakota State?
Yes.
Okay.
They lost 31-29 last year in double overtime to Montana in the FCS semifinals.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. They are currently ranked second in the country in the FCS level. And they one of them also is they won 9 of the last 13 national championships at the FCS level.
All right, so they're like a team, if this was soccer, that's always flirting with relegation, like getting to the big dance.
Promotion, you mean, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, promotion. So, is Appalachian State, are they an FCS team?
I don't think so.
No, they're an FSC
team. FBS team, FBS.
FBS, there you go.
Or the FBI. Could be the FBI. But like, there's always like these teams that are always somehow able to compete with these programs, which is what Danny was saying. And then 10.5 points, that's a decent number of points then.
Well, I think what he said about Colorado kind of revamping the roster again, but more so than that, last year, Colorado's defense was putrid. 34.8 points per game overall is what they gave up. That was 119th out of 133 programs in the country. So I just ran through a bunch of betting sites. Most of the betting sites have North Dakota State because of their high-powered offense and their new head coach, who was an offensive coordinator, covering but not winning this game, covering the 10.5.
North Dakota State over. Not the game over. What about just the North Dakota State over?
Hmm. What is it? 20, high 20s?
Because that, like, if they have a high-powered offense – I mean, how much time do you think Deion Sanders has put into the defense? Guy's sending you sunglasses all offseason.
I actually don't believe Deion went to FedEx, but I see what you're
saying. I feel
like
he did. I feel like he was like, hey, there's not much going on this Wednesday. Get on over to FedEx.
Shoot Crowder some sunglasses.
Let me see here.
Hey, UCF plays tonight as well. I'm just looking at the Hard Rock Bet app. There are 38.5 point favorites over New Hampshire.
That's not how you say that.
New what?
New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you said New Hampshire.
Right.
How can I find the... oh, here we go. Isn't there a North Dakota State... Okay, North Dakota State total points, 21.5.
Over.
It seemed like from what Solana just said.
Already a high-powered offense. Got a new coordinator. I mean, head coach that was a coordinator. He's going to have some tricky stuff.
This seems like the lock of the year. This one can't lose.
See, you always go too far when I'm on
this. I'm going to bet that. I'm going to bet that right now. North Dakota State over 21.5.
Because even if Colorado Crowder comes out, Shador Sanders looks unbelievable. And like their offense is clicking. Well, North Dakota is going to play from behind the entire game. First game against a
big and the other thing, like Danny said, Deion Sanders is not the kind of guy that's going to sit on a lead either. Like he loves those gaudy numbers.
So
if he's not sitting on a lead and running clock, then they're going to have opportunities to score.
Hmm. North Dakota State. I like it.
I think I got to go deep on this one.
I told you, you go too far off.
Oh, my goodness. 10% profit boost. I just got only up to $50. Giving me the whammy.
Yeah. Well, you going.
I'm going. I'm doing it.
I'm in.
This is the night.
Bet is in. $75. North Dakota State over 21.5.
I'm in.
When's this game? Tonight?
8 o'clock tonight, Grandpa.
He's apt to get me.
This is on Axis. ZZ Top. All right, let's knock out the headlines here, Solana.
All right, the Marlins play now. Their game began at 3:10. Oh, yeah. Final game against.
Finally watched the games again. Let me go here.
Final game against the Colorado Rockies. They lost yesterday 8-2. They'll play the San Francisco Giants for a weekend series as their road trip continues. Crowder, Robbie Chosen has signed to the Dolphins practice squad.
Yeah.
Hawk spoke it into existence yesterday.
I did. Tried to speak Taylor Heineke into existence. Spoke him right over to Justin Herbert.
Robbie, they know him. He knows the offense. Yes.
Yeah.
He knows the offense.
Fine. The Isaiah Ford situation.
Yes.
I would bet any amount of money right now that he won't end the season on the roster.
You are correct.
Yeah, it's my buddy. Like, I know Robbie. He's a good dude, whatever. Like, friend of mine. But, no, he's not a guy. They're not putting the offense on his shoulders. They're going to let him run some deep routes because he's very fast until the other fast guys get healthy.
Dolphins did sign, or re-sign, I should say, Blake Ferguson, their long snapper. Patrick McMorris heads to the IR, rookie safety. No update, I told you earlier, from Mike McDaniel. Spoke today on center Aaron Brewer. He did say, quote, "I have more confidence in the offensive line than I've had since I've been here."
And then they immediately put him in concussion protocol, which is weird for a coach. But they said, listen, you're going to say that about the offensive line. Let's just do a baseline test just to be sure.
The Patriots did announce Jacoby Brissett will be their week one starter in New England.
Oh, this is a great text from someone. We're doing the whiskey stars and cigars at Smoke on the Water. Do you think they'll have the Swisher Sweets?
No, they don't have Swisher Sweets.
You don't think they'll have any Swisher Sweets?
Oh, Hawk, there's too much R, man. Come on.
So I should bring my own Swisher Sweets?
My friends listen to this show. Hold the R. Hold the R. Swisher
Sweets. I see the box.
I got you. What flavor you want? Champagne?
They have grape.
Those are always sold out for some reason.
I am 100% smoking Swisher Sweets at this event.
You're not smoking Swisher Sweets anyway.
Yes, I am. I'm wearing a suit and I am smoking Swisher Sweets.
Oh my goodness.
Jimmy, how many Swisher Sweets do you think you can knock down in one night?
I'd say maybe two.
All right, two. I'll put you down for two. What is that, eight in a pack?
Jimmy, you ever smoked a Swisher?
Never.
You haven't?
Like candy. I give them out on Halloween.
Jim, you're a Dutch master guy, huh? He wants a grape.
They have Shamrock Shake. I think they've got that, right?
God damn Shamrock Shake.
Those white Dutch... okay, I don't know.
Yeah. Totally agree.
Too many big words.
The only words you said were all one syllable. Those white Dutch.
I don't know.
That's on Solana, though. Sometimes just keep it for yourself, yeah. Solana, and you say it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Solana.
My bad. Sorry, Jimmy.
It would be funny if you just feed him a line that's complete gibberish, and he'll just say it. Oh, here's a sign. This is a sign. Watching the Marlins game, you know what the backstop advertising is? It's for North Dakota. It's to travel to North Dakota. It's called Hello North Dakota, hellond.com. Like, to travel to North Dakota. This is such a sign. That bet is a lock.
Double down.
I might.
All right. Anything else, Solana? Have we covered anything?
I bet they're over.
I'm in. I bet. Yeah, I bet it. Over. Yeah. I like it.
Just one quick note on Inter Miami. Messi was back at Inter Miami training yesterday. That's the first time we've seen him on the actual training grounds since he hurt his ankle playing with Argentina in the Copa America final. Tata Martino didn't have a timetable for his return, but he did say we'd see him back before the end of the MLS season, regular season, that is. Inter Miami does play 8 more games before the playoffs. They're the one seed currently, top seed, leading in the Supporters Shield race. They play at the Chicago Fire this Saturday.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Rain has subsided a bit here in El Portal, but it's still raining in parts of South Florida. Wet roads, ladies and gentlemen, as you get out of work. So drive safely.
Don Bailey Jr. will join us. Talk some Canes in the next segment.
Hornelder has it, looks left, throws right all the way back to the goal line. Looking for a block is Dallas Crawford. He keeps it alive, chucks it all the way across the field, and it's caught there at the 15. There's a big block at the 30, to the 35, to the 40, to midfield, and still going is Hornelder. He's at the 40-yard line.
Come on, oh, baby!
He might
go!
He's at the 20, he's at the 10, at the 5, he scores! He scores! Hornelder scores! It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's a miracle! In Durham, North Carolina.
Cock and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka 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 toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka 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 toe toe.
What was that?
When will we get a gem like that this season? I don't know. Will we have to wait past week one? Who knows? You're muted, Crowder. I see you talking there from your hotel room in Jersey. I want to make sure we hear all the pearls of wisdom that you say. That's a great throwback Marlins lid that you're wearing, by the way. That's a great lid. What are you eating? What are you munching on?
Nothing.
Your mouth is completely full.
Shrimp from P.F. Chang's.
Look at you. Just some quick shrimp during the show. All right, we're going to get the DBJ here. Don Bailey Jr. joins us pretty much on Thursdays throughout the season. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He will be on the call Saturday from Gainesville here on 560 WQAM. Our pregame coverage starts at 11 a.m., game kicks off at 3:30. We've played for you some of the imaging that Victor Bermudez has created for Saturday's broadcast. It is a big, big game to start the season. Do you like that, DBJ? Do you like opening the season on the road, monster game, or would you prefer to open the season, you know, with a cupcake or two to kind of get your footing?
I never want to miss the opportunity for Miami to play Florida. So if it's Miami playing Florida on the road, game one, I'll take it. No questions asked. In a perfect world, I'd like to play patty cake the first week.
DBJ, just don't go up to Gainesville and fall in love now. I heard you really enjoy Gainesville. You see 96,000 screaming. Just don't go up there and fall in love, DBJ, because, you know, we need you on the show this year.
Believe me, man. I'll try not to fall in love, but 90-plus is going to be fun. It's going to be hard.
Seemed to have lost Don Bailey Jr. there.
Hey, what? Hello, am I there?
Yeah, we lost you. You dropped out there for a second. What are you, in the valley?
I'm actually on I-95 in Palm Beach fighting a rainstorm. So I'm doing all right. I'm heading that way now, man. I'm heading north right now.
Oh, are you really? Are you driving to Gainesville right now?
Well, I'm gonna make a pit stop in Vero Beach for a night, but I'm heading that way. Yes.
All right. Check out Spurrier's. Steve Spurrier got a new restaurant, DBJ. I'll tell him you're coming.
You call him and do that for me, okay? I need a reservation. I need a reservation for 4 tomorrow night at about 7 o'clock. It'd be perfect.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be an easy table to get. I got a spot for you in Vero Beach, though, but it's the place you told me about. I forget what the name of it.
Yeah, see, it worked good for you. I can't think of the name right now either.
Are you confident heading on your way to Gainesville tomorrow? Are you confident? Because the Hurricanes, you know, they're, I think the last we saw, 3-point favorites. But, man, it is 90-plus thousand screaming fans that, you know, would love to start the season by beating the Miami Hurricanes. Hurricanes, as good as they are on paper, we have yet to see it on the field. Are you confident, though, heading up to the game Saturday?
You know, I was a lot more confident until I saw number 10 Florida State get beat by Georgia Tech last week.
Yeah.
And after seeing that, and you're like, well, let's see. There's a big infusion of talent in Tallahassee. And, you know, those guys tend to struggle, and they ended up losing the game. But I'll tell you, I am confident, 100% confident in how well this team's prepared. I'm confident in how Coach Cristobal handled the spring, and he handled the summer and the camp. And I'm confident on the improvement of players that has happened over the last 3 recruiting classes. I'm confident in his ability to relay how important this game is and how he's prepared them, you know, practicing with noise and trying to get them as acclimated to heat as possible and doing everything that is in his control. I have no way of knowing, and either, nobody does, of how anybody's going to react or how they're going to respond in that environment. On paper, it should be a very good football game, whether you're a Hurricane or a Gator. But to know, that's why they play it. But I am 100% confident on how this team is prepared.
And DBJ, with that very good football game, myself and your very good football game of a 2017 or a Hawk type football game, 45-42.
You mean 90 points on the board?
Style. I don't think there's going to be as many points as that. I don't see both teams in the 30s and 40s. Florida's defense is pretty salty, man. I mean, they're too deep at the defensive tackle spot's good. They've got a couple of linebackers that can play very well. They're secondary. They got a freshman that was All-American last year, and you know they're a well-built football team. I don't see 40 points going up by both sides. I see it being a game that can be in the 20s, you know, or in the high teens and something.
I think we may have lost you again, DBJ. Oh, you're back. All right, go ahead.
I'm here. Hello. I'm back. Hello.
Yeah, rough. Yes. Rough. Usually we have a better phone system up here in Palm Beach County. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, man. I'll have to have you make a call, make sure it works better next time. But
what do you want? Hey, you on Prime Mobile?
I am. Yes, I'm on Prime Mobile. I don't know what I'm on.
Cricket?
I'm on my phone.
On Cricket?
No crickets. No cricket.
Yeah, Nextel. What are you using? A Nextel device there?
I don't know. Whatever comes with a flip phone, that's what I'm on.
Are you really on a flip phone?
No, come on.
All right, I'm just checking. It wouldn't be that shocking, would it? It wouldn't be that flip shocking.
Phone. I will tell you that my pop still has his flip phone. He's still walking around with that flip phone of his. He still loves it.
I want that call log off old Pop's flip phone.
What do you yeah, really? What yeah, what do you right. You mentioned the Florida State Georgia Tech game though. So what do the Hurricanes have to do to avoid that, the fate that FSU had? Like, again, they are a better team on paper. What could trip them up on Saturday?
The thing, same thing that tripped them up every time they struggled last year was the turnover. That was the biggest nightmare, you know, as far as the season goes on trying to overcome in multiple ball games is turning the football over. And the next thing was having some difficulty scoring in the red zone. And I don't mean field goals. They got to get down into the red zone. And Florida, from the 7 to the 3 yard line, was as good as anybody in the country against the pass last year in the red zone. And that's going to be a challenge. But I still say, you know, to me, the giveaway takeaway every single week, I don't care who you play, when you play, is the biggest thing. And it cost Miami, in my opinion, 2 or 3 football games last year. And if they turn it over this year or turn it over Saturday against Florida, then they're going to have problems again. And because their quarterback did not turn it over. I mean, Mertz only threw 3 interceptions on the whole season. He went about, I think there was one number I read that he was 260-plus passes without a pick.
Wow. And speaking of quarterbacks, DBJ, with Cam Ward, I know you've watched him and we've heard about mm-hmm. Hawks so high on him. I want to pump the brakes a little bit because I haven't seen him play in this division against this type of teams, SEC teams, ACC teams. But with quarterbacks, there's the Peyton Mannings who just are field generals. They know exactly what's going on. They're going to make the perfect throw. Then there's the Michael Vicks, who are athletes. Then there's the Patrick Mahomes, who, you know, Josh Allen's, who do off-schedule type plays. Like, when you watch Cam, what would you say, like, his thing is? I'm sure he can make all the throws, but, like, when you see him, what kind of quarterback is he, speaking of those? You know, I know they're NFL guys, but that style of play.
I would tell you his style of play is first and foremost is he – don't let anybody fool you. He is an absolute student of the game. He lives in that building, and he is all about getting it figured out. But he's got enough ability to where he can buy time if he needs it and there's pressure. I've seen him make every single throw, but he's got a little dare to him. You know, he's gonna dare you to sack him. He's gonna dare you to pressure him and see if he can make the call. But his arm, Channing, there's not a throw he can't make. You know, there really isn't. So I would say he's a complete package. But, again, you talk about walking into the swamp in your first start at the University of Miami. And fortunately for Miami, he was there all spring. So he's got a pretty good grasp of this offense, and he has committed himself to learning it. But I'm interested to see him go with live bullets because, you know, he hadn't been hit since he's been here. That's the other side. We don't know. Nobody knows how he's going to react by getting hit because quarterbacks don't get hit in the spring and they don't get hit in the fall. So the first time he gets hit in, you know, at the swamp, it'll be the first time he's been hit since last November. So I got to see how he responds to something like that too.
Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call Saturday. Pre-game starts at 11 a.m. Executive produced by the wonderful Emmy Award winning Victor Bermudez, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrow on the call. 3:30 kickoff from Gainesville. You will hear it all here this Saturday on 560 WQAM. For those who have been listening to our show for years, you know that there's an added element to the broadcast that will bring a smile to your face. And it's when Don Bailey Jr. awkwardly works one of our show given line into the broadcast, much to the chagrin of Victor Bermudez and Joe Zagacki. And here are some that we have for you for week one, DBJ. You've heard of Rick Ross, the boss?
Yeah, sure, man. Okay. I think he's a local Miami guy, isn't he?
That's right. And he was on a podcast, and we were fascinated with this sound yesterday. He's talking about raising chickens, and here's what Rick Ross said.
We farming our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens, thousands, running around everywhere, quack, quack, quack.
We're farming our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens, thousands running around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack.
I thought ducks go quack, quack, quack.
Well, that is the comedy in what he had to say there. That's what that's kind of what caught our attention as well. Do you think quack, you can quack, work quack. That into the broadcast?
I think that'll sneak right in, man. I think that I can talk in that try and hit his tone of voice, and I might slip that one right by Victor and Joe, and they may not even know what happened.
Yeah, you know, because what I'm thinking is, if you talk about recruiting close to home, you kind of make that your point. It's like, oh yeah, I love it when they recruit close to home. We're farming our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chicken, thousands running around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack.
I love it. That's going in. I can tell you that.
All right.
That's going in.
We're excited.
As long as I get some two bits to get in there too. Now I got to go.
Well, okay. So here you go. That's a good segue here. Yeah. Now you know the chant that they do up there. Go ahead, play it, Solana.
Oh, Florida!
Two
yeah.
bits. Four bits, six bits, a dollar. What is it? All Florida Gators fans
stand up and holler.
And we were thinking something more related to Don Bailey flooring. And can you do two tiles, four tiles, eight tiles, a pallet? Anyone who needs some flooring, call Don Bailey Flooring.
What do you think, Channing? You think I can get that one in?
It doesn't rhyme for sure.
Do you sell more tile or carpet?
Actually, we sell. See, I heard Channing talk about my. See, my feet hurt too, man. I want carpet in my bedroom. I'm okay with tile and wood everywhere, but I like a little carpet in the bedroom, Channing. So don't let him talk you out of that. We got it all, huh? We got it all. We sell all.
I know you do, but I'm just curious. Do people still buy carpet?
Yeah, it's in the entire market, not ours, the world, the market, the entire market, it is still 35% of everything.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
Well, could you work something like that in? Two tiles, four tiles, six tiles, a pallet. If you love, sir, if you need some flooring, call Don Bailey Flooring.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I can guarantee you that'll get worked in, brother. That might be a – you know what? That may get worked in every week.
All right, you should. I don't know why you're sleeping on promoting the flooring business. I don't know.
Well, it's got to come from you. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, I just gave you the green light.
You know.
And if anybody listening does need flooring, Don Bailey Flooring for all your flooring needs, yes. Whether it's laminate, tile, carpet, anything else I'm missing there.
There you go. No, that's it. We got it. Free measurement, next day installations, whatever you need.
There we go. Next day installations.
You ever seen the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
What was that about? That sounds like I saw that. What was that about?
The guy went on a vacation. The girl dumped him, and they end up being at the same resort.
It's Jason Segel and Russell Brand.
I might watch that tonight. I'll watch that tonight.
Anyway, it's a very funny movie. Very funny movie. The only guy who ruins the movie is Paul Rudd, but that's the line that we have. Paul Rudd's play, he's like the airhead surfer instructor guy, and Russell Brand is talking, and this is what Paul Rudd says.
You sound like you're from London.
You sound like you're from London.
Can you see? Can you see? We have a game-winning touchdown, and Joe has the call of his life, which he will, because he's ready for this game. He is geeked for this game. And I just, as soon as he's done, you sound like you're from London.
Oh my God! Oh my God! It would be the greatest moment in Hurricane football history, and it's a very storied history.
But you know what would happen? He would say, Vic, make sure you edit that.
He would look at you so confused. If he had a great call to end the game and you just look at him and go, you sound like you're from London, his head would explode.
A 61-yard field goal from Borick Allen. And it's through the upright. You sound like you're from London.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. No. All right, there's three good ones. I'll give you one more.
I couldn't do
give you one more. This is a classic song from the Human League, Don't You Want Me, but these are the opening lines. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. I picked you out, I shook you up and turned you around, turned you into someone new. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. I picked you out, I shook you up and turned you around, turned you into someone new.
First, I did love that song back in the day.
Great
okay?
song. Great song.
But you do understand that that'll take up like six or eight plays.
Yeah, let's push it. Let's push it for game one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
okay, push we'll it. Push it. Yeah. Okay.
Let's push it for game one.
Coming back from a break, you know, just tell it to Joe. Act like you're talking to Joe.
Or talk about, you know, like a transfer portal signing that's a reclamation project. You know, Joe, you're working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. When I met you, I picked you out. I shook you up. I turned you around. I turned you into someone new. I mean, look at how good he looks at inside linebacker.
He can really come off that edge.
Yeah.
He can really come off that edge. See, good thing I shook him up. Good thing I shook him up.
Safe travels up to Vero. Safe travels to Gainesville. We will be listening on Saturday. I will send you all these calls. We can't wait to hear them on Saturday afternoon.
You guys sound like you're from London.
I'm just getting in. He likes
He's already
much.
More entertaining than Paul was in that movie. We'll see you, DBJ.
All right, guys. Have a great one. Thanks.
All right, you too. Don Bailey Jr. again. Pregame starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Game kicks off at 3:30. You will hear it here on 560 QAM. 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
Gore has a hole right side. He's at the 15, 10. Frank Gore, touchdown! Miami wins! Frank Gore scores a touchdown, and Miami has beaten Florida State.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.